It's a topic we've mentioned before. The unemployment rate is right around 9% still. And part of the problem may be that businesses can hire and they're not. There's a new exclusive report in the New York Times that shows when it comes to many large corporations, lots of them are flush with cash, but they're not hiring or investing in new equipment. Instead, they're buying back shares of their own stock. Louise Story can explain. She's the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Why are they doing this?
Well, so, you know, it's hard to get into all of their decision-making process, but let's just look at the numbers for a minute. So my colleague Nelson Schwartz at the Times, he looked across the whole S&P 500 and saw that just this year there's $445 billion authorized for companies to buy back their stock. That means they go into the market, they buy shares so that there aren't as many shares in their company stock trading. But when you think about what they could have done with $445 billion, how many jobs they could have kept, not laid off people or hired people, the new factories they could have built. You know, there's a real trade-off here.
So why would they make the decision then? I mean, what's the benefit to them of buying back all the stock as opposed to building a new factory?
So they have a few explanations. One, they say there's not demand for our products. So why would we go make more products? This is what we've been hearing for corporations all year long, is that, yes, we're sitting on record cash, but we're not going to go hire people to staff stores unless people are going to come buy our stuff. So one, they say there's not demand. But two, there is a conflict of interest here for executives, because actually when you buy back shares, that means your earnings per share goes up, even if your earnings don't improve, because you're dividing it over fewer shares. And so that can make your stock jump up a little. And a lot of executive compensation is tied to this. You know, executives don't really get points in their bonuses for hiring more people.
So Or building factories.
You know, those are things that pay off in the long run. So this is part of this broader problem in our country where there's a real, you know, emphasis on short-term results and not necessarily long-term. Build a factory, see how it helps our economy.
Obviously, the government would be much more interested in them spending that money on hiring people or investing in new equipment than buying back stock. So is there anything that DC can do about that? Is that just all a private business decision?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it'd be really unprecedented for the government to step in and start telling private corporations what to do. But I will tell you, right after the financial crisis with the banks, that the Federal Reserve and some of the bank regulators weren't letting banks do stock buybacks at first. But, you know, now they're allowed to do it again. In fact, J.P. Morgan did stock buybacks earlier this year, and then Jamie Dimon, the CEO of that company, ended up apologizing for using the money that way. But it's a lot of companies doing this, not just banks. It's Pfizer, it's HP, Hewlett Packard, Campbell Soup.
Is there like a Mac? I mean, at some point, do they finish buying back stock and then start hiring?
They're parking their money. They're just parking their money.
They're buying back the shares, and that's not the calculus they look at. But as an outsider, it just keeps going.
All right. Well, Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. You can read the exclusive report yourself. It's in the paper today, talking about corporations buying back stock instead of hiring to the tune of, what'd you say, $445 billion?
That's just this year, 2011.
Wow.